Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadi Hey. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Dalarim Beis on Amud Aleph. Today we're going to talk about whether a man who has bia with Achos Ishto or with the mother of his wife, his mother-in-law, whether that asers his wife on him, meaning having when one sleeps with Achos Ishto or with his mother-in-law, will that aser wife on him? And the Gemara is going to discuss, there's going to be a cryptic kal v'chomer that we try to derive from, where we refer to an iser kal, and we try to derive from this kal v'chomer that someone who's boel achos ishto, it will aser his wife. But we were the Gemara is unclear what the kal v'chomer is referring to when it refers to some sort of iser kal, and we're going to have six possibilities of what the iser kal that serves as the source for being boel achos ishto, asering ishto, is a reference to. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to focus primarily on what Rabbi Yossi was talking about in the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi had this comment, the Mishnah on the top of Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi had this comment that we didn't even translate it yesterday because the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly he meant by that. The Gemara is going to have four possibilities of what Rabbi Yossi meant. We're going to reject the first two, and then we're going to have two other possibilities that we entertain as both being possible on in terms of what Rabbi Yossi meant, and we're going to try to figure out how Shmuel could paskin like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah in light of other psakim that Shmuel has that seems to contradict Rabbi Yossi. So Amud Beis is all about Rabbi Yossi's shita in the Mishnah. We left off three lines from the bottom of the page, Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis. So asks the Gemara, Vitei Aser b'shchiva da achosa midi da hava e'isha shahalach baila l'medina siyam. The Gemara asks on Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis that what we did in our Mishnah is we turned the tables a little bit. Up until this point in the parak, we've been talking about a woman whose husband went l'medina siyam and she got remarried. Now we started talking about a man whose wife went to Medina Siam and he got remarried. So we said that the woman is allowed to go back to her husband even though he married her sister when she went to Medina Siam. And normally a man is not allowed to marry Achos Ishto, but still it's not going to aser his wife on him. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Shouldn't the woman become aser to her husband b'shchiva da achosa when her husband slept with her sister, and that should aser the original wife to her husband, even though the marriage was b'shogeg, just like a case where a woman's husband goes to Medina Siam and the woman gets remarried b'shogeg, she becomes a surah labayla. So when the woman goes to Medina Siam and the man b'shogeg marries her sister, it should be a surah labayla. Says Gemara, lo dami ishto de b'mezir asir midoraisa b'shogeg gozer barabanan. When it comes to his wife getting remarried b'shogeg while he's gone, had she done so b'mezid, if she would have known that her husband were alive and still gotten remarried, she would be asura labayla midaraisa, because that's a case where she's nitman labayla, where she slept with someone else. So b'shogeg, we're going to make a gzeira. If she sleeps with someone else b'shogeg, thinking that her husband is dead, we're going to make a gzeira. But achos isha, de b'mezid lo asira midaraisa, b'shogeg lo gazru midrabanan. But by achos isha, where a man marries his wife's sister b'shogeg, even had he done so b'mezid, his wife would not become aser tim midar raisa. So therefore, b'shogeg the rabbanon are not going to make any such gezeira. So this answer assumes that when one marries one's wife's sister b'mezid, his wife does not become asura to him. The Gemara wants to know, uminalon de la asira. How do you know that that's true? That when one marries one's wife's sister b'mezid, that it does not make the wife asura to him. The Tanya, the Braisa, learns as follows. Osa, Pasuk says, Osa, that v'shachav ish osa shechvas zarav nela meinei shavanisra v'nidma ve'edin bavilon nitpasa, that a woman becomes asura to her husband when a man sleeps, when another man sleeps with her. So we darshan, yeah, osa shechivasa osarta ve'in shechivasa chosa osarta. The wife herself sleeping with someone else will aser the wife, but her sister sleeping with somebody will not aser the wife. Her sister sleeping with her husband is not going to aser her. That's how we know that if a man sleeps with Eishas, with Achos Ishto, that's not going to make his own wife asura to him. Sheyachal, because one might have thought the opposite. Valodinu, we might have said, well, we have a Kavachomer. Uma b'makom sheba al iser kal ne'esar ha'oser. If when one sleeps with an iser kal, the one who creates the iser becomes aser. Makom sheba al iser chamor. Certainly, when one sleeps with an iser chamor, ein odin sheneesar ha'oser. Then the one who creates the iser should become aser. Now, leaving out what the iser kal part of the equation is, what we're saying when we say so, someone that's baal iser chamor, it means achos ishto. Achos ishto is an iser chamor. So we're trying to derive from some sort of case of iser kal that when one sleeps with the achos ishto, Enodin shenes haraoser, that ishto, who makes her sister asura to you, the only reason your wife's sister is asura to you is because you're married to your wife, so the ishto should become asur when you're baal the isur chamor of achos ishto. The cause of the isur is the wife. She herself should become asur. And we derive that from some case of isur kal, where the cause of the isur also becomes asur. The Gemara is going to try to figure out what that derivation is, what that iser kal actually is all about. But that's the kal v'chomer from which we would have assumed that your wife becomes asura to you if you sleep with achos ishto, and that's why we need the drasha osa, that no, only the woman herself can asur herself with bia, but her sister's bia cannot asur the woman herself, cannot asur the wife herself. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechlugu Beisham Beis Hillel, v'ba'al chamoso, sheposel es ishto. Beisham Beis Hillel both agree that if one sleeps with his mother-in-law, that definitely posels his wife. Almanech, meaning he's now his wife is now asura to him. Almanech, who, what's the machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel? V'ba'al achos ishto. Not where he's ba'al his mother-in-law, but where he's ba'al his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. Shebeishami omrim posel, u'beisil omrim lo posel. Beishami would say that would make his wife asura to him. Beisil would say it would not make his wife asura to him. And Beisil would therefore fit very nicely with the drasha we just quoted, that osa shchivas osarta vein shchivas achos osarta, that only when the woman herself sleeps with somebody else will it make her asur, but her sister sleeping with her husband is not going to make her asura. That's the sheet of the Beis Hillel. Am Rabbi Yossi comments that no, lo nechlu b'sham Beis Hillel b'baal achos ishto shelo posel es ishto. Everyone would agree, it's not just Beis Hillel, b'sham would also agree that if someone sleeps with achos ishto, with his wife's sister, his wife remains mutaras to him. Alman nechliku, the whole machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel is b'baal chamoso, where one sleeps with his mother-in-law, shebeshami omrim posel, beshami would hold, that will now posel his wife. Sleeping with his mother-in-law makes his wife asura to him, ubeisil omrim lo posel. Beisil would say it would have no effect on his wife when one sleeps with his mother-in-law. His wife would still, I mean, I'm sure it would have a lot of effect, but no halachic effect on his wife. His wife would still be mutaras to him. Lefisha bitchila hum mutar b'kala nashim shaba olam, v'yum mutaras b'kala nashim shaba olam. Because originally, he was, before anyone got married to anybody, the man was allowed to marry whichever woman he wanted, and she was allowed to marry whichever man she wanted. Everyone was mutar to everybody. Kidsha, once a man is mekadesh his wife, hu osra vihi osarto. This relationship creates restrictions for both of them. The presence of a husband creates lots of restrictions for the wife, and the presence of a wife, the existence of a wife, creates lots of restrictions for the husband. But meruba isur shasra mi isur shasartehu. But the restrictions it creates for the wife are much, much more than the restrictions it creates for the husband. Shehu asra b'kala nashim shabaolam. She becomes asura to every single man on earth when she gets married to one man. So her marriage to one man makes her asura to the entire world. V'hilo asarteu el b'krovel seha. But when she gets when he gets married to her existence, the existence of a wife, only makes him usher to her krovim. He's allowed to marry more than one woman, so all the other women in the world are still mutter to him. It's only the relatives of the woman that he married that become usher to him when he gets married. So v'alodinu, and therefore we could say the following kal v'chomer. If the man has the ability through marriage to asur his wife to the entire world, when she sleeps with someone who's asura to her, bishogeg, meaning two edim come and tell her husband died, and therefore she goes and she marries somebody else, so she's sleeping with him bishogeg, she does not become asura to her husband. When her husband comes back home and it turns out he was alive the whole time, she remains muteres to him. He shalo asertei el b'krovosel. So where she only asers him in a limited way, she only asered him to her relatives. So shagag ba'asulo, eno din shalo nesulo b'mutulo. So certainly where the iser in the first place was a more limited iser, if he violated that iser b'shogeg, and he slept with one of her relatives b'shogeg, thinking that she was gone, that she was dead, that she had gone to Medina Siam and she wasn't coming back because she was dead, and it turns out that she was alive, for sure she should remain mutter to him. Even when the isra is more severe, the isra is more far-reaching, like the isra of the woman to the whole world. When she violates that isra b'shogeg, she remains muteris to her husband. So when the isra is a more narrow isra, it's only an isra l'krovos, so then certainly when he violates that isra b'shogeg, he should be mutter to his wife. V'zeh din l'shogeg, l'mezid minayin. So that tells me that if a man sleeps with his wife's sister b'shogeg, his wife remains mutter to him. How do I know if he sleeps with his wife's sister b'mezid that his wife still remains mutter to him? Tamalomar osa. That's why we needed the drasha. Osa shchivas osarta vein shchivas achosa osarta. The only way to make a woman asura to her husband is by something that she does, someone that she sleeps with. But someone that her sister sleeps with is not going to make a woman asura to her husband. Amar Rabbi Yami, Amar Reish Lakish, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. So essentially what we have over here is a machlokas amorayim, a machlokas tanayim, about an earlier machlokas tanayim. We have machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what the machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel was all about. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beisham and Beis Hillel all agree that when one is boel chamoso, his wife becomes a suratim, And Beishamai would say that even when you're boel achos ishto, your wife becomes asura to you. It's only Beis Hillel that would hold that when you're boel achos ishto, your wife will not become asura to you. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Beishamai and Beis Hillel would both agree that when you're boel achos ishto, your wife still remains mutaris to you by being boel achos ishto. The whole machlokas was only by being boel chamoso. That's where Beishamai is going to have the problem with the wife, and Beis Hillel is going to say there's no problem with the wife. So which of it, now, keeping in mind that we always pass on like the Beis Hillel, it would turn out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you're boel chamoso, for your wife is aser to you. When you're boel achos ishto, your wife is mutter to you. Rabbi Yossi holds when you're boel achos ishto, your wife is mutter to you. When you're boel chamoso, your wife is also mutter to you. Rabbi Yossi would hold your wife is mutter to you no matter what, even if you're boel chamoso. So the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, as it plays out practically, assuming that everyone paskins like the Beis Hillel, is whether when you're boel chamoso, does your wife become asura to you. Everyone would seem to agree that when you're boel achos ishto, your wife remains muteris to you. So says Gemara, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic for Rabbi Yehuda? Tichsiv be'ish yisrafu oso ve'esen. Pasuk says about boel chamoso that there's going to be strefa for all of them. So what does it mean for all of them? We discussed yesterday what that means, that there's multiple strefos. So does that mean that we had machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Does that mean going up in generations that if he sleeps with not only his mother-in-law but his grandmother-in-law also, so that they are both chayiv strefa, or does it mean something else? Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Be'ish yisrafu oso ve'esen v'chikala bayis kulu b'sreifa. Everyone's going to be chayv strefa, even his wife, even the original wife, who he decided to go sleep with her mother or her grandmother. So she's going to, what did she do? Why would she be chayv strefa? So yemeinu inyan l'strefa, tenei inyan l'isura. What the pasuk must be telling me is not that she's chayv strefa, but that she becomes asura to him. That when one sleeps with chamoso, then his wife becomes asura to him. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds, boel chamoso is going to create an iser for the wife. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin that when one is boel chamoso, his wife remains muteris to him, that she does not become asura to him. It's somewhat curious, the Paras Yosef in the back of the Gemara raises the question, why we need to say ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in Erevin tells us, and the Gemara in Erevin daf mem vav and beis, and this is a klal in all of Shas, is that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever whenever we feel the need to say halacha k'so and so, it normally means that there is no clear klal that would have otherwise told us that of course you paskin that way. So why does it have to tell us that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Of course we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's against Rabbi Yossi. So the Paras Yosef suggests that since the Tana of the Mishnah specifically chose a case of Ishto Muterislo, when his sister, when a guy was Boel her sister, when a guy was Boel his wife's sister, and didn't say when a guy is Boel his mother-in-law that his wife is Muteristim. So it makes it sound like the Tana specifically chose a case of Achoso, because that's the case where your wife will remain Muter. It makes it sound like the Tana of our Mishnah held that when one is Boel Chamoso, his wife is going to be Asura. So that makes it sound like we have a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi. So even though generally speaking the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, but generally speaking the Halach is like Stam Mishnah, so it might seem like a Stira in Klalei HaPsak, and that's why we feel the need to emphasize that no, the Halach is still like Rabbi Yossi over here. It's not, the Mishnah is not against it, the Diuk from the Mishnah is not necessarily a strong Diuk. Also, he suggests that since Reish Lakish explains the logic for Rabbi Yehuda, one might have thought that Reish Lakish is intending to paskin for like Rabbi Yehuda, because you'll note the Gemara had said Amar Rabbi Yami Reish Lakish my time is Rabbi Yehuda. It never said Amar Rabbi Yami Amar Reish Lakish my time is Rabbi Yossi. So the fact that we're shakel v'tari, the Gemara gets involved in a discussion within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that maybe is an indicator that over here we would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara has to say no. Even though we're discussing shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that's just lahagdil Torah lahadir. That's just part of, as Rav Shapiro like say, that's what Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim means, that we have machlokas beisham and beisila, that it's still called Talmud Torah when you learn the shita of beisham. It's still the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim means. It doesn't mean that the halacha can go either way. It's just the kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we're being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in discussing the shita of Rabbi Yehuda as well, even though we don't pass in that way. There was a guy that had this exact case. He violated an isser with his mother-in-law. He slept with his mother-in-law. Asi Rav Yehuda Nagde. So Rav Yehuda came and gave him Malkus. Armalei, Ilav Damar Shmuel, Ein Alach Rav Yehuda, Asir Talach Yisr De'olam. And he said, if not for the fact that Shmuel said, we don't pass on like Rav Yehuda, I would have said that your wife now becomes Asir Yehu, Yisr Olam. So it's a good thing. You're lucky that we don't pass on like Rav Yehuda, that instead we pass on like Rav Yossi, that when one is Baal Chamoso, the Shita Spesilal is that it does not passel his wife when he's Boel Chamoso. That's what we paskin la lech. We paskin one is Boel Chamoso, it does not passel his wife. Now, of course, it will passel Chamoso if she's still married to her husband, just like if she slept with anybody, any other man on earth, that she'd be asura to her own husband. That's the famous Shuvah of the Nadab Yehuda in Madura Kama or Chaim Simulamid Hey, where he was asked the case of the yeshiva bachar who was staying, who was boarding by a family, and he was engaged to the girl, to the family's daughter. And he now comes with a confession that comes to the rabbi with a confession that for 3 years while he was boarding by this family, he was having an affair with the mother, with his kala's mother, for that time. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to know, does he have to tell the father? Is he obligated to tell, or what he would call his father-in-law now at this point, his future father-in-law, does he have to tell that information that, by the way, I've been having an affair with your wife for the last 3 years, mazel tov, I'm engaged to your daughter. So is that something he has? What's the svara not to tell? So one of the reasons the tshuva is a famous tshuva is because it's the most thorough analysis of the sugya of kavanah brios tochalos seisha b'torah. His svara not to tell would be a terrible pagam in the kavanah brios. First of all, it would be terribly humiliating for him, tough to admit that, and it's also going to be terribly humiliating for the family. The whole family will be ripped apart. So that's the sugya brachas taf kutas taf chaf about kavanah brios. The other reason it's famous tshuva is because he then asks the Nadav Yehuda, how do I do tshuva for this? How many times do I have to fast? How many times do I have to beat myself up? And Nadav Yehuda says, if you start getting involved with that, with beating yourself up and fasting, you can live kishnos misushelach, and you're not going to live long enough to do the amount of fasts and the amount of tshuva that you need to do. That's Nadav Yehuda's lashon. So it's never going to work. So probably you should just do Kabbalah ala asid, charat ala avar, Kabbalah asid, learn a lot of Torah, and be a better person in terms of doing tshuva. But anyway, there was never a shaila whether his kala was going to be asura to him, that she was going to remain muteris to him. Okay, says Gemara, my Isser Kal. Now we had this Kal V'chomer where we wanted to suggest, well, if when one is Boel and Isser Kal, the cause of the Isser becomes Aser to him. So when one is Boel Achos Ishto, of course his wife should become Aser. asura to him. What was this Isser Kal that we were referring to, though, that when one is boiled this Isser Kal, the Oser becomes asura to him? So the Gemara is going to have six possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Rav Chisda Maksir Grushaso Mishanises. The case, the Isser Kal that we're talking about is someone who remarries his Grusha after she's already been married to someone else. Ba'al Ahai Asra Ladahai. When the second husband sleeps with her, marries her, it asers her back on the first husband. Now the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. So Ba'al Idach Asra Ladahai. So therefore, when the first husband now sleeps with her, that being machzir her be'isser, that should create an isser on the second husband, who was the cause of the isser. That's what we must mean to refer to. It says, we're not machzir b'shasu mishanises, shekei nitma guf, v'isura barov. Machzir b'shasu mishanises is a very wide-ranging isser. First of all, it's an intense isser. It's nitma guf. She herself was involved in a bias isser. And also, it was v'isura barov. The isser was created by other men. V'isura isser olam. The isser is going to last forever. So you can't bring a maxi, you can't refer to maxi grushaso mishanises as an isser kal. So Ella, second possibility, Amrei Shlakish Yavama. What's the isser kal? The isser of Yavama. What do you mean Yavama? Yavama Laman. The isser of Yavama to who? Ile mela achar kadrafam nuna. You mean the isser of Yavama who's still awaiting Yibum to marry anybody else in the world who's not one of her husband's brothers? Damrav nuna shomeris Yavam shazinsa asura li Yavama, where you say that shomeris Yavam that's Mizana becomes asura now to her Yavama. Well, you can't call that an Isser Kal either. Mali Vamashke Nitma Guf Visura Barov. Because again, it's Nitma Guf. She was physically involved in the Maisa Avera. Plus, it's an Isura Barov. The Isser was on the whole world. So she wasn't allowed to sleep with anyone while she was awaiting Yibum. So you can't call that an Isser Kal. Ella, rather, a third possibility, Yavama Li Achin. If Avad Ba Maimar Hai, Asra Le Dahai. If one of the brothers does Maimar on her, she becomes asura to all of the other brothers. So that's what the Isser Kal that we're referring to is. So Baal Idach, if one of the other brothers is Baal her, Asra Le Dahai, she will now become asura to the man who did, to the brother who did Maimer on her, which was the cause of the Isser to the other brothers. So that's what the Kal V'chor must be referring to. So says the Gemara, no, Ma'iri Shabal Sheni. Why would you have to say that one of the other brothers was Baal her to make her asura to the first brother who did Maimer on her? Afilu Avad Ba'Nami Maimer. Even if one of the other brothers then did Maimer on her, she becomes asura to the original brother. Halo Kasha, Krem Gamliel. Now that's not a Kasha. D'amara Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. Krem Gamliel would say, another brother doing Maimer on her would not aser her on the original brother who did Maimer on her. But still, Afilu Nasan Laget V'Afilu Chalitza, still, you don't need one of the other brothers to be Boel her to create an Isser on the first brother who did Maimer. Even if one of the other brothers gives her a get, or one of the other brothers does chalitza, she now becomes asura to the brother who did maimer on her. So that can't be the case. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, fourth possibility, sota. The case where we talk about an isser kal, that the cause of the isser becomes asura to her, when she violates that, when that isser is violated, must be referenced to sota. Sota leman, what do you mean? Sota to marry who? Ilem lebal, meaning the unfaithful wife. Which isser are we talking about? Ilem lebal, if you're talking about the isser of a sota to her own husband, that she's nivala lebal after she, the halacha is once a man is mekane his wife, he tells his wife that I don't want you hanging out with that man, with a certain man, and then she goes and she has yichud with that man, she's not allowed to be with her husband anymore. She's got to drink the mei sota, and she's only going to be muteris to her husband again once she drinks that mei sota. So maybe we're talking about that isser, the isser she has to her own husband, so long as she hasn't drunk the mei sota. That Baal, Baal, Asra Le de Boel. If that husband now sleeps with her, she can't drink the mei sota anymore. The mei sota only work if kishem shehim nuka me'avon, kachum menuka me'avon, if he didn't do any aveira either, and one aveira that he would be doing that would disqualify the mei sota from working is sleeping with his own wife after he was mekani her. So once he's boel her, it creates an isser to the boel forever, because the only way she'll ever be able to marry the man that she's suspected of being with is if she drinks the Mesota and she's vindicated, and it turns out she never did anything with that guy. Then when her husband dies or she gets divorced, she can go marry that other guy. But she'll remain Asura Lebol forever, by virtue of her husband sleeping with her, thereby making it impossible for her to ever drink the meisota. So my yiriya ba'ala, but why would it have to be that he's ba'al her? Afilu natan la get, even if he gives her a get, that will also disqualify her from ever drinking the meisota. Vafilu amar inani mashke, even if he just says, I never want to be mashke you the meisota, that will also disqualify her from ever drinking the meisota, and will therefore asser her on the ba'al forever. So you wouldn't need a case where he's actually ba'al her to make her asura forever on the suspected ba'al. It's interesting, the Gemara says, Inani mashke is enough of a reason to say that she will never be able to mashke. Tosafot points out that you see from here that he can't change his mind on that. That we give him a one-shot deal. You want to be mashke your wife? Want to give your wife the meisota? If his answer is no, he can't say, wait, I changed my mind. No, the answer is no, it's no forever. That seems to be the assumption of this Gemara. Tosfos raises a question. Temelar ben Yitzchak minolang shomrei nirotz lashkosa deshuvei niyochel lashkosa. Why? Why is that? Where do we know that from? So he says we see it from Gemara in Sota, where the Gemara says the Mishnah Sota. The Mishnah says that one of the menachos that get burnt because it's never going to be able to be used is where a guy says eini mashke. I'm not going to be mashke my wife. So we have to burn the karmin mincha right away because we know that mincha Sota is never going to be able to be used because we're not creating a whole Sota situation over here. But what do you mean? Why is it never going to be able to be used? Maybe he'll change his mind. So you see from that Mishnah that there is no changing your mind. That even if he changes his mind, it's not going to work. There's not going to be a Sota situation. The Rambam over here writes, the Rambam in Hilchos Sota, the second paragraph of Hilchos Sota writes, that any woman that had kinoy estira and never drank the me'amarim, whether it's that the husband didn't want her to, or whether it's that she refused to, she's asura on the guy that she had yichud with forever, just like she's asura lebaila. Because if she can never be vindicated, she remains asura to both men, regardless of why she didn't drink the meisota. So Chekos Mechokek on the side of Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yir Aleph asks, why would she be asura leboel if the husband is the one that didn't want to be mashka her? She's sitting there screaming, Tahora and Itora, I didn't do anything wrong. Let me drink the meisota. Let me be vindicated. I didn't do anything wrong. And the husband's saying, no, I just don't want you to drink the meisota. I'm not going to be mashka you. Why would that create an iser leboel? Why does the husband get to ruin her life like that? So that's the kasha. The Chalkas Mechokik raises, the Beis Shmuel says that since he was Mekane Levinistra, she's Asura Minatara because of the Safek that's created by her having Yichud until we know Bivadai that she's Muteras. So if we can't be Mashka her, there is no knowing Bivadai. We have no way of knowing Bivadai. So it's unfortunate for her. There's nothing you could do, but she's the Allah is that she remains Asura until we know Bivadai. That's what Mishnah Melech writes, that Ein Bitsa'a Kosa Klum, she could cry all she wants that she's Muteras, but once she's Asura al Yedei Kina Vistira, she shouldn't have had Yichud with the man that her husband had accused her of sleeping with. So that could create that Isser without any resolution to it unless she drinks the Meisota. So says more a fifth possibility what the Isser Kal is, Ella Sota Leboel. The case is the Sota Leboel. Hi Isser Kalhu, Isser Chomerhu, Dainu Eishas Ish. That's not an Isser Kal, that's an Isser Chomer. A Sota's Isser to the Boel is the Isser of Eishas Ish. So how could you label that an Isser Kal? Ella says the Gemara Amarava Eishas Ish. No, the case is the Isser Kal that we're talking about by Achos that we're relating to Achos Isha is the Isser of an Eishas Ish. Meaning what we're saying is as follows: that if someone is Baal an Isser an Eishas Ish, someone who's Baal Isser Kal means an Eishas Ish. Nesar Haoser, the reason that she was Asura to the man that she just slept with was because she was married. So the Oser is her husband. When a married woman sleeps with another man, the person who created that Isser, her husband becomes Asur to her. She's not allowed to go back to her husband. So that's why we wanted to say a Kal V'Chomer, that by Achos Isha as well, that where it's an Isser Chomer, someone who's Baal Achos Isha, the Oser, which is his wife, should also become Asuratim. That was the Kal V'Chomer. So it's Eishas Ish. V'chem Kiyasa Ravanam Rav Yochanan, Eishas Ish. The Isser Kal that we refer to over here is Eishas Ish. Umay Karila Isser Kal, that's an odd thing to refer to as an Isser Kal. Can you think of a more chamer dika iser than an eishes ish? Says Mar Sheina osra osra kol yamav, because the he who asers her, meaning the man who makes her aser to the whole world, is her husband. That doesn't necessarily make her aser forever. He can divorce her. He can die. That iser can fall away. Whereas or kol yamav, even during his lifetime, he can divorce her and the iser will go away. All these other isurim, the achos ishto is kol yamav. That's going to be it's going to be asura. So that's why it's considered to be an iser chamer. So the maskaras haGemara, we learn a kal v'chomer from the bia ve'ishes ish that asers an ishal baila because he asers her on the boel. Chazanish says, you see a very important yisod from this Gemara. Chazanish writes in Ebenezer Sum Kuflam Beis that an eishes ish that's mezane, why is it that she becomes asura to her husband? The Marik writes in a tshuva, she becomes asura to her husband because she has been moel bebaila. She has rebelled against her husband, not because of the severity of the iser that she has done or anything like that. It's because it's considered a me'ila bebaila. It's considered to be a rebellion against her husband. So the Marik dealt with a case where a woman is mezane. A woman is mezana and holds that there's no iser and thought there was no iser b'davar. She thought it was mutter. You have cases like this after Shabtai Tzvi, where people were under the impression that it was a mitzvah to do wife swapping and all sorts of horrible things. And we have documented cases of women who came crying. I thought I was doing a mitzvah. I didn't know that I was doing an iser. So Marik says she still becomes a surah lebaila because it's still a me'ila bebaila. It's still a rebellion against her husband to go sleep with another man. Whether she thought it was mutter or rasser is irrelevant what she thought the religion holds about it. It's still a me'ila b'baila. Chazanish says, not so. It's not the me'ila b'baila that creates the iser. It's just that the Torah does not allow shimush isha achas l'shnei anashim, for one woman to be with two different men. That's why the Torah asks her to go back to her husband when she was nevelis to someone else. It says the Chazanish, what's the raya from this Gemara? If the reason was because of a knas, that she was moel b'baila, then we should not aser his wife, a man's wife, when he's boel achosa, when he's boel her sister, based on the kal v'chomer. I mean, what are we saying? If by eishes ish she becomes asura to her husband, then for sure by achos ishto the wife should become asura to her husband. No, the wife didn't do an iser by achos ishto. She didn't do anything wrong. If the whole iser, the whole yisod of the iser is a knas because she was moel b'baila, how can you learn a kal v'chomer to achos ishto? She didn't do anything wrong by the case of achos ishto. The wife didn't do anything wrong. But if the iser is just an iser that we don't want it to look like that one woman is with two different men, so we clean a kal v'chomer. We don't want it to look that ishto that ta'asur ishto when he's ba'al achosa, so it shouldn't look like the man is being mishamish b'shtei achios with two sisters. That would be a similar type of thing that we're trying to avoid. So that's the raya of the chaznish against the marik. Tani nami achi back in the Gemara. Tani nami achi abechal nama mishum Reb Lazar eishes ish, that the case of iser kal is eishes ish. Uma b'makom habal iser kal she'in osir kol yom of nesara oser, if someone is ba'al in eishes ish, where the husband, the iser that's created by the husband, is not something that's going to aser for his entire life, and still the husband becomes aser to take his wife back. Habal iser chamur. So when someone is ba'al in iser chamur, like achos ishto, sha osra kol yom, where the iser is going to be everlasting, ain odin shenasara osra. Then for sure the wife who makes her sister aser should become asura. That's why we need a pasuk tamalomar osa osa shchivas osarta vein shchivas achos osarta. Then no, only something the wife herself can do will make her asura to her husband. That which her sister does is not going to make her asura to her husband. But that's why we need that drasha, because absent that drasha, we would have learned from a kal v'chomer from the iser of Eishes Ish, that when one sleeps with his wife's sister, that his wife becomes asura to him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, then we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi had this cryptic phrase that kol shaposel al yidei acherim, posel al yidei atzmo, kol shein posel al yidei acherim, ein posel al yidei atzmo. My comma, Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi talking about? The Gemara has four possibilities. Possibility number one, ilei mit dekamer tana kama dazel ishto v'gisa l'medina siyam, eishes giso asira v'ishto sharia. If he's going on the Tanakama says that if one's wife and one's wife's sister's husband both went in the Medina Siyam, and the word came back that they're both dead, so his eishes giso, and then it turns out they're both alive, alive, and he marries his sister-in-law, and then it turns out that they're both alive, so his sister-in-law is not allowed to go back to her husband, but he's allowed to go, but he's allowed to take his wife back. V'kamle Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, ki hechidishta sharia, eishiskiso nami sharia, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, if he's allowed to take his wife back, then his sister-in-law is allowed to go back to her husband as well. Ihachi, kol she'in posel al yidei acherim, in posel al yidei atzmo, kol she'in posel al yidei atzmo, in posel al yidei acherim yibayilei. Instead of saying, kol she'in posel al yidei acherim, in posel al yidei atzmo, the more appropriate phrase to use should have been, kol she'in posel al yidei atzmo, Eino posal al yidei acherim. Someone who doesn't create a psal al yidei atzmo, meaning when this man sleeps with his sister-in-law, thinking that both his wife and his brother-in-law are dead, it does not create an isser for his own wife, so then it's not going to create an isser for the sister-in-law either. That's what it should have said if that's what Rabbi Yossi was driving at. Ve'ela, rather, the Gemara says the second possibility, what Rabbi Yossi was driving at. Ki hechi de'ishas gisu asira, ishto nami asira. That just like what we're trying to say is that it's the opposite direction. Just like his sister-in-law now becomes asura to her husband, he is not allowed to take his wife back either. If he ruined that marriage, his marriage is over too. So hatena kol shaposel. That would explain the first half of the phrase where he says kol shaposel. But kol she'enu posel maya vidite. What would you do with the second half of Rabbi Yossi's statement of kol she'enu posel? Meaning that would explain why we say kol shaposel yidei acherim posel yidei atzmo, because he ruined his sister-in-law's marriage and brother-in-law's marriage, so his own marriage gets ruined also. But what's the kol she'enu posel yidei acherim enu posel yidei atzmo all about? So I'm Rabbi Ami. A third possibility. Rabbi Yami says, no, what's going on is Aresha. Rabbi Yossi is commenting on the din that the Mishnah says in the beginning of the parak, that Nisei Salpi Bezdin, if a woman was allowed to get remarried based on Bezdin's psak, that an Eid Echot came and said that her husband is dead. And then it turns out that the husband is alive, so Teisei Dalach is she has to divorce the man that she remarried, Upeturim in a Karban, but she does not have to bring a Karban Chatos for her shogeg of getting married, because she got married with the psak of a Beis Din, and when a Yachid does something, I'll be a psak of a Beis Din, they don't have to bring Karban Chatas. But I'll be Edim, if she got remarried, not based on a psak of a Beis Din, but based on Shnei Edim, who told her that her husband was dead, and then it turns out her husband was alive, Teitze, she obviously has to get divorced from the man that she remarried, because her husband was still alive, but V'chayevus B'Karban, she also has to bring Karban Chatas, because now she did a Naver B'Shogeg on something that when you do it, B'Mezid Yechayev Kares, so it's a classic Karban Chatas situation, and she wasn't doing it Alpi Aras based in. She was doing it based on Shnei Edim. So Yafa, and in that way, Yafa Kocha Shal Beis Din, Shapotra Min HaKarban, the power of Beis Din telling her to get remarried Alpi Eid Echad is so strong that it will exempt her from a Karban. More than the Koach of Shnei Edim, which would be Mechayev for a Karban. So Kamar Tanakama, the Tanakama is saying in our Mishnah that this woman that comes from Medina Siam is allowed to go back to her husband is lo shnal pi edim de ishes kiso sharia velo shnal pi beis din de ishes kiso asira. It doesn't make a difference whether he married his sister-in-law based on the testimony of two edim that her husband was dead, where she too will be muteris to go back to her husband, nor does it matter whether he got remarried based on an eid echad. He married his sister-in-law based on the testimony of an eid echad that her husband was dead, where she's not going to be allowed to go back to her husband. But come later, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, we could be mechalik. Alpi Beis Din, when the heter to marry the sister-in-law was based on Beis Din, the post al yidei acherim, where it turns out that the marriage to the sister passed her for her husband, post al yidei atzmo, that will pass his own wife to him. But Alpi Edim, but where he got remarried, he married his sister-in-law based on two Edim, deino post al yidei acherim, where the sister-in-law is now going to be able to go back to the brother-in-law when he comes home, eino post al yidei atzmo, it's not going to ruin his marriage either. That's Rabbi Ami's understanding of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Says Gemara, fourth understanding, and we don't reject that one. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha gives a fourth understanding. He suggests as follows, Li'olam Aseifa, that really we're going only on our Mishnah. We're not going back to any Mishnais earlier in the Perek. We're talking about a woman who got remarried al Piyed Echad, that testified that the husband and the sister had died. So ha, when Rabbi Yossi clearly says, he's Pasla Yedecher and Pasla Yedeatzmo, is the Azli Arusaso Vigiso, is where the it's where an arusa, his wife who was only arusa to him and his brother-in-law went to Medina Siam. Hada azli ishto vigiso. The other case is where it's ishto vigiso. It wasn't just an arusa. When Rabbi Yossi says that's somewhere where it's a full-fledged wife and his brother-in-law that went. The Kamar Tanakama, the Tanakama says loshne ishto vigiso loshne arusa vigiso eches giso asiru v'ishto sharia. I don't care if it was only your arusa or if it was just a woman you had nisuin with, the halacha is going to be that the brother-in-law's wife is going to be asura to go back to her husband, to the brother-in-law. Sister-in-law, brother-in-law are going to be asura to each, asurim to each other, but he'll be able to take his own wife back. But Kamala Rabbi Yossi says, no, we have to distinguish. Ishto v'giso d'lekel me'mer t'na hava, when you had nisuin with your own wife, where no one's going to think that there was some sort of t'nai in the marriage, and that's why you're able to take her back. So, hava li b'nisuin de'in apostle de'acher, acher, ain't apostle de'acher. So that where we say if you're not going to post al yidei acher, then we're not going to post al yidei atzmo either, because there's no one that's going to assume that there's any tonight. So no one's going to assume that when that she got divorced from her brother-in-law and it turns out that she's going back to her husband after she got remarried to someone else. But arusasa b'giso dikel meimer tanavale, because when you're dealing with the case of arusasa b'giso where people might think there was a tonight in the kiddushin upost al yidei acher. So then when it's post l'alidei acherim, when he asks her on her husband, because we have to be choshesh that people are going to be matir, machzor grushasu mishanises, so then it's going to pass to his wife, alidei atzmo, his wife is going to become asur to him as well, so that they don't come to be matir, eches giso, legiso as well. Okay, so the Amar of Yudah Mershmal, lech Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Mershmal paskins, lech Rabbi Yosef, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with the discussion of that psak of Shmuel to paskin like Rabbi Yosef.